I was a little bit nervous at the start of Mass, and I forgot to welcome all the young people to this Youth Mass. It's wonderful just to have you here, especially on this day of World Youth Day. So it's a little bit cold, so I just thought maybe just to give yourself a big hug just to, for coming here. Just give yourself a big hug right now, and just see if everyone can do that. Just kind of give yourself a hug. And without like moving your hands, maybe give the person next to you a big hug. Without moving your hands. Still got to keep your hands there. It's a little bit hard to do that. It's a little bit hard to give somebody a hug when you're giving yourself a hug. I was just thinking of this man in the gospel, and he's only really thinking of himself. He's, you know, goes up to Jesus and he's like telling Jesus, you know, can you go and talk to my brother so that he can give me the half of my inheritance? And he's not really thinking of his brother. He's thinking of himself. And he's just giving himself a bit of a hug. And, you know, he's not even open to his brother. He's kind of allowing this desire to have what he wants, to have that inheritance. And it's closing his heart. It's closing his heart, this greed that's in his heart, closing himself to his relationship with his brother. So he's got his hands wrapped around himself. And so Jesus, you know, he sees this man and he responds to him. He doesn't just leave him to himself. But he comes to him and he says and tells him a story. And I'd imagine Jesus would be saying this with kindness in his heart. He's not telling him off. But he's wanting this man to really know the treasure that he has to offer. That he's wanting to open up his heart. Wanting to allow this man to experience the true treasure that he has to offer. And so, you know, he tells him this story. And he tells him about a man who has so much. A man who's been given so much from God. An abundance of a harvest. And we know this man's kind of caught up in himself because in the story, he's talking to himself. You know, he's like, you know, I'm doing pretty well. And, you know, what can I do? What can I do to be able to store up this abundance that I've been given? You know, what am I going to do? And so he has this idea of building bigger barns so that he can carry all this abundance of the harvest. And so he's kind of trying to gather it all in. And his heart is really closed. And he doesn't have this generous heart. He's not enjoying, you know, this abundance and being able to share it with others. And so he thinks of a way of having to be able to carry this all. And Pope Francis, I was reading some of his homilies that he's been speaking to the young people of the world. And he was speaking about young people to not just seek after the things that are just for yourselves. Don't seek after these empty thrills where you're just living your life for yourself. But he was wanting to encourage us to have open hearts. And he's not saying don't have fun. Today I was having a bit of fun. We were up at Threadbow and we were, you know, diving down the hill on these tubes and you know, kind of having these amazing kind of rides down the hill. And it was heaps of fun. So the Pope's not saying to young people, don't have fun. But he's saying, don't seek after things for yourself. Don't go for these thrills. They're going to end up in places that you're going to just experience the pain and experience darkness. But there's so much more that God would want to give to us. And this is what God is offering of us tonight. That he's wanting to offer us an abundance. That he's giving us so much. But we can find that our hearts can be so closed and that we can find experiences in our life that kind of harden us and get us to sort of close in and not really be open to this abundance of God's grace. Now, most of you would have seen Les Mis. Or read the book, or went to a musical. And it's a great story of mercy. And one of the most powerful scenes that I love in, not in this latest movie, but there's an older version of the movie. And it's when Jean Valjean, you know, he's out of prison now, and he's been in prison for, I don't know, 16 years, just because he stole some bread. And his heart is just so closed because of that experience. That he was, you know, he didn't experience mercy, he experienced injustice. That he was just locked away for so long. And so he's finally out, and he goes to find a place to stay, and he's hungry. And so he knocks on the door of the bishop's house. And the bishop, you know, answers the door, and it's night. And he asks him what he wants. And he realizes this man just needs something to eat. And so he invites him in. So he's very generous to him. And they sit down, and he's talking. And then Jean Valjean's ready to go to sleep. And the bishop says, you know, tomorrow you'll be a new man. And so in the night, he takes his opportunity to go through the bishop's silverware, and he starts to gather up those riches and put them in a bag, and he's ready to go out. And the bishop comes down, and Jean Valjean's caught, and so he smacks him on the head and he runs out. And then the next day, the guards, they bring Jean Valjean, they've caught him, and they bring him back to the bishop. And this is the moment that I love in this movie, in the story. Now the bishop says, you know, Jean Valjean, I am not very happy with you. You know, why didn't you take the candlesticks? Because they're worth so much and you could do a lot with them. And so he tells his mate to go and grab the candlesticks and puts them in the bag. And Jean Valjean is completely stunned by this gesture of the bishop. He can't understand why he would do that. And he is surprised by this mercy that he's been shown. That this bishop has been so generous to him. And the people around, the guards, cannot understand what's going on. And this moment in his life changes him. And then he goes on to show that mercy to others. Because of this generous mercy that he has received. And so I know in my own life, there was times where I would just be living for myself as a young person. You know, I'd be working really hard at school so that I could get a good career and I could get heaps of money. And I'd also find in my relationships that it was really about what I could get out of them. And I'd find that I would turn away from my family and just want to be with my friends. And there was this moment in my life where I experienced God's mercy. That he came to me not when I was so generous and loving everyone. He came to me in this place where I was feeling lost and feeling darkness and feeling closed in on myself. And knowing that the way that I was living wasn't bringing me joy. And it was in that moment that I experienced God's mercy through a priest in confession. And it changed me. That this mercy that I'd received, that I couldn't understand why God would be so generous. But it opened my heart to want to bring that mercy to others. And as I was reading this story that Jesus is trying to say to this man, that I realized that we are the barn. We are the barn that's been full of this amazing harvest. And it's not meant to be contained in the barn. That God gives us so much. He pours out his mercy upon us every day. He gives us good things to show us his love. And we're not meant to just build bigger barns to carry it all. It's meant to spill out. It's meant to be too much for us that we can't contain it. That it will flow out to others. And so that's the great gift of God's mercy, that it's not just for us. That when we really receive God's mercy and really know that he has forgiven us, we can't help but be merciful to others. That this love is meant to pour out. And so as you know, the church, the young people gather, and the Pope is speaking of mercy, not just to them but to the whole world, that this world is crying out for mercy, crying out for generous hearts. And it really starts with those relationships around us, those people that we find hard to love, those brothers and sisters that we live with, to be able to be generous to them, to show them mercy, because we've received so much mercy. And so tonight, to open your heart, don't give yourself a hug, but be generous. Allow God to really embrace you and to embrace this world with God's great mercy.